We're visiting with former Homer Center Wildcat head coach George Sokoski as the Homer Center basketball boosters bring back and honor the 1989-90 team. Coach, I think it's nice. They've done this in football. To my knowledge, first time they're doing it, honoring a team from the past in basketball. And wow, 35 years, that's hard to believe, right?
Yes, Mark. You're making us all feel a bit older. I'm looking forward to seeing these guys because it was a special team, special senior class. They had quite a career during their time, their 3 years with me at Homer City. So I guess you could say I'm the fortunate one. Great kids, were good to coach. I enjoyed the whole 3 years.
You know, that was really kind of one of the golden eras of Homer Center basketball. Those 3 years and your career overall was just sensational as a head coach. But those 3 years, 74-13, and the seniors celebrated a 25-6 record to close out their careers. Can you maybe recall some of the names and give us some memories you have about some of those players? I know we won't have time to touch on them all.
Well, I'll mention seniors specifically because they were with me the longest. You have Chad Yancey, you have Mike O'Hara, Dan McAnally, and Aaron Avanik. They were just an outstanding group of kids to coach. I'm sure they're outstanding adults as well because they came from good families, but they just loved to compete. They were very good at following directions. They wanted to win. And person that probably did the most in a 1 year span of time from his junior to senior year was Aaron Avanik. Besides him, the other guys provided the leadership. As a result, you can see what has happened in that time. So my hats are off to all of them. I'm the guy who was lucky enough to be able to coach them, and I enjoyed every minute of it.
I don't do basketball much anymore other than if they need me, but certainly through that period of time, I was covering a lot of those games on the radio, and you know, Mike O'Hara was the straw that stirred the offensive drink, and I think Chad Yancey, I often called him maybe the best defensive player that I had seen, at least in that time, at Homer Center. Would you agree?
Absolutely. I think you're exactly correct. The only other defender that I can remember that was in Chad's caliber was Jerry Rako. And, you know, we needed that kind of thing. That set the tone for the younger kids to know what it took to be able to be a champion. And Mike O'Hara just did a wonderful job. He was about 6'1", and he just handled the ball like a magician and got it where it needed to be, and it was unselfish. But he was, you're right, Mark, stirred the drink as far as the offense went. So,
and Danny McAnally, one of those role players that every, you know, team needs, he played that role well. He did the little things that maybe necessarily didn't show up in a box score.
Right. And all good teams need those type of players, and he filled that role. We couldn't have done it without him, let's put it that way, and my thanks go out to him and his efforts with that team.
You know, that team, I think the season ended against a Kennedy Catholic team that started five players, none of which were from the state of Pennsylvania, four from Ohio, Leo Nadal from San Juan, Puerto Rico. I think he eventually landed in Syracuse, and we don't have time to go on and debate how private schools are treated but the PIAA, but you played them tough that night. Unfortunately, the season ended at 25-6. During that whole season, George, is there any memory that sticks out for you? I know I'm testing both of our memories here going so far back.
Well, you are. You're right. You're testing it. Okay. There's so many, the years run together. Unfortunately, I'd love to be able to answer that question, but I just remember them as individuals, how close they were, how they enjoyed the competition of the game.
Well, we appreciate Nick Arone. I talked to him a few times, and I think it's great that Nick has kind of spearheaded this effort. I'm sure maybe they'll be doing it in the future, too, and I think it's great to bring these guys back to a place that I think it was a pretty special place to play at the Homer Dome.
Certainly was. If you recall the crowds that we used to bring in there for a good period of time, it was just a great school atmosphere. I think it's really critical that, as you said, that Nick get the credit for that, because to my knowledge it hasn't been done before, but I think he's done a great job, and I told him I appreciate it on behalf of the players because they're most deserving.